Chandler Wright, and I'm setting it up for Everett this Tuesday at supper, the 2nd of May, 72. Chandler Wright, and I'm setting it up for Everett this Tuesday for supper, the 2nd of May, 72. Chandler Wright, and I'm setting it up for Everett this Tuesday, the 2nd of May, 72.
Chicken belongs to you and Guy. The gravy and everything on this thing.
She just got me out so much, Eddie. That's all.
She allows in you.
Yeah, she's balanced. She just has me sewing.
Well, I need to be allowed because it's summertime coming up and I want to lose a little more weight myself.
You got to.
I mean, God.
Need a lot more light?
No, that's enough right there. I don't like it. Too much light.
You turn thanks for us,
yes,
please?
Ma'am. Our Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for Thy blessing. We thank Thee for this food. We thank Thee for this fellowship we can have, one of the Christian brothers and sisters. Heavenly Father, bless this food. Bless the one prepared it. Bless this food to nourish our bodies and our bodies for Thy service. For we ask in Jesus' name for His sake. Amen.
Everett, you know, I always feel like I ought to ask blessing. But if I have somebody else where I can hear a new one, I appreciate it.
Yeah.
I find my mind, it gets in a rut.
Well, you see, I seem to be accustomed. Now, I know I have an uncle, my Whittington boy down there working for her. He was the same way, and he had, different relatives or people come, a good friend or something. And some of them was, he knew that they could give a good salutation of thanks, for the Lord and what he'd done while he'd asked them, see.
Yeah.
But he could do a good job himself. And I imagine you can. My daddy could do the same thing. And I have two. The brother was by to see the other day while he's a Methodist. And he can deliver a good blessing.
Okay.
And one is in seed business. Jack, one, he can do the same thing. And Glenn, the older brother, he can do it. Now, Ernest is about the only one I reckon that really can't do too much. In other words, and he usually doesn't say too much. He just thank the Lord for me, like a child, in other words, something like that. But these other boys, like Tom, he's the one, he thronged it and he teared it. When they call him, he's teaching the adult Bible class in Murray Hill Methodist Church. They have about, 1,000, 1,200, 1,500, Sunday school,
mm-hmm.
and more than that church. And they class, about 40 to 50 men in the class. And I go with him once in a while, and I go to my cousin where I tell her where I visited.
That'd be nice to visit. I mean, go to some of those places.
And I enjoy it. I
mean, when you come home, you'd have a lot of new ideas.
Right. Yeah. I enjoy going up there, and they give you a bulletin, in other words, of what the activities are going on.
That's chicken gravy. And that's the chicken. Now you just.
I'm
on. They have so much going on, they have to have a bulletin.
That's right. Yes, sir. You said you saw Willie. He got sent me a letter today. On the cemetery business.
Oh,
really? Well,
he was down there at Mr. Zetkai's old store talking to somebody.
Well, he might have been carrying them a letter talking down there.
They just stand there talking to him.
His Albert's wife, she's a Baptist, see, and he's a Methodist.
Uh-huh.
And her people are down in our cemetery. But our Baptist church used to be a Methodist cemetery, but after Baptist, built the church, the new church there, and that was 1885. Then it changed in 1885. And non-folk came along and bought the old building. Gave them $1,000 for it.
Mm-hmm.
It was more than it was worth, but, get it out of the way, and he was capable of paying for it and using it. And we decided we'd get the cemetery in upkeep. It's got now where they charge you $100 to $500, the place, the largest table would be put away in. But we haven't been that way, but just for the local people and people relative, in other words, and to kind of keep them in order while I was on the committee for years, but finally got off. And Willie, he's the chairman, and he's had charge of the money now. the bank had given the authorization to handle cemetery funds. But large family like we are, some of my family now, they won't be buried there. Just Ernest and I live in that neighborhood, but the rest of them, when they pass away, like my sister now, she was put away in Macon Open. Of course, she's married, and the children are going to be there, and then two or three of the children still are going to be buried there in Macon Open, and some of them in Jacksonville.
Yeah.
And the boy, he's out. I guess he'd bring him back here, I imagine, a baby boy. He's in Texas. But it's $5 fee, and Willie was wanting a little money, and he gave a report, you know, the year from April 30th. And what we had on my hand, and the man that cleaned the thing for $25 a month.
Well, Willie's going to have to do a little better if he keeps the preacher.
Well,
have you got a new one?
Haven't yet.
You still looking around?
They've had about seven.
Goodness.
But I'm not on the committee this time. I was before, but they didn't call me this time. I'm kind of glad they didn't. Of course, I was sure if they called me, I wouldn't have backed out. But. But the out of seven they've had two or three. I thought was right good. You know, I think kind of like, you know, this last Sunday now was fifth Sunday. And that was the day to have the kind of the get together the people in the community and the church and have a, well, you know, old saying, dinner on the ground.
Yeah.
But we served inside the community building, in other words.
Well, let me tell you.
That's when you have, you know, a good meal and fellowship, then you go in and sing, you know, and have a short service in the afternoon, then you don't have any service at night. And I think it's like good, you know, kind of get together. Well, you remember it, I guess. Used to have it in the home.
No.
Used to meet at home, have prayer meeting and singing and organ playing. And my older brother, he played a harmonica and the old pump organ all at the same time. That's right. And we'd sing. You know, we all came to the neighborhood and we'd have a house full.
Oh, yeah. You wouldn't have to go to the meeting house. You'd have enough
have
like
enough
that
right
in the neighborhood.
Yeah. But they'd have that during the week, you know, so often. Then they're still, you know, getting a wagon, like that old big wagon you got out there, two horse. Mm-hmm. And all we kids would get in on a little blankets and maybe a little hay, a pine straw, and ride, you know, 3 to 3 miles, you know, to Sunday school, church.
Yeah.
That's right. I remember doing it. I turned it child, though. I was a Methodist, you know, up until.
Now, you didn't do that much.
Oh, yes, sir.
They quit before you got very big.
Well, I was, I was 10 years old, I'd say, before they, you know, kind of slowed down on it. 10 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I went to camp meeting several times in a buggy when I was, you know, along like that. But, you know, my recollection of it is limited. I can't quite recover it, you know.
Well, I think that's my mother, you know, put it sharp in that respect. I remember things happening.
Yeah.
I wasn't 6 years old.
Yeah. You can beat me.
And my mother was the same way. She was smart. My mother was smart, too. Books.
Mm.
Well, she really knew that arithmetic and taught us at home, in other words. And we got sick that year. One of the children did, and they marooned us all in. What's called? Scarlet fever. It's a pretty bad thing back then. They didn't have a thing to fight it with. Brother, a little older than I wanted by to see me Sunday.
Yeah.
Told he gonna lose it.
What's his name, Ollie?
Ollie.
Yeah.
Told he
now
gonna lose it.
Is he your oldest brother?
No, he's next to anything not. Glenn is the oldest one.
Glenn's the oldest one.
Then there's Tom, the one that's in Jackson.
But
Bertha came second. My sister making up Miss Rouse. You knew her too, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Miss Rouse too.
Yeah.
Well, she was second. And Tom, then Ollie, then Ernest and I. We were twins.
Yeah. Ollie's ahead of you all.
Mm-hmm. 3 years.
Yeah. Well, what is he up to?
He retired when he was 62, but he wasn't satisfied, and they called him back to work.
Yeah.
So he said, I'm going to wait until 65, but he's been working now Net is 2 years, but he's going to wait right on the matter. But his pay is $9.57 an hour.
Good Lord.
Huh. So you can't blame him, in other words, for working.
No, they just can't afford to quit, can they?
They can't afford to. That's what they're saying. They're living high up on the pig, you know, saying there.
Yeah.
They've had the weekend off. He got the weekend off, said he had a little time coming to him. He's working over here at the, this electric plant. Over here at Fort Ingalls, isn't that where it is?
Well, he does electrical work.
No, he's an air conditioning and heating expert.
Oh.
Blueprint man.
Oh, they come high.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, they do some job that costs you $15,000 to $40,000.
Oh, Lord.
Just to put all that heating and air.
Yeah.
I imagine that thing over there costs more than that, probably.
You know, these people, they don't stop at any price. I was down there at Old Callum in that Red Smith one time, and he was figuring on some spraying system for old Charlie White over there at...
Making open?
No.
Charlie White. Oh, Wilson?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
$150,000.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's shameful.
That's right.
He don't need any such system as that.
No, sir.
But he just got more money than he know what to do with.
And prestige and affluent.
It'd take the Gulf of Mexico to furnish that much water, it looks to me like.
That's right. But I thought he worked on that job too over at that new plant they got at the Old Town?
Yeah.
Fiberboard out there. That big office building and all that, he helped with
heating
and air conditioning. Yeah, I got some of my tables.
Let me tell you, that's while I think about it, my mind wanders.
Oh, you going to get that check
done? That chair in there you sitting in, that's my special chair.
It is, one.
Yeah, it's big enough for me. I can sit back in it, you see. And it's big enough for me. And I noticed it seemed to be a pretty good size, a fit for you.
Yeah, it was.
Well, let me tell you, you can do a lot better with a chair than you could with an old table. You can't sit on that table.
I knew I was coming down. You got me. I thought what you're going to do is tell me about the man came out and taking a picture and gave him one, just a tight ball. I said, then you couldn't get him to come help load that heavy gate. And we only got one. He said, that's all I'm able to help load. But you got the picture somewhere. You seen it? Did he show it to you?
You can't see it right now.
I look at it.
All right, I'll give it to you, but it's all I got. And I'll just have to come over there and look at it on your wall. It's beautiful.
Well, I don't reckon you'd ever need it. And some of them take some, but they might not. And I'll have one when I tear it down. You know, there, brother and his wife, he driving one of them Bonneville hardtop Pontiacs, you know, cost about $5,000 or $6,000 or $7,000. And she said, when you get ready to build your house, I know you're going to have central heat and air conditioning. I said, oh, yeah, that's what I had to mix, you know, over at my little brother. He got in here, you know. And he told me, he said, you can't do without it, boy. It's like we were up and we got electric lights and we've been using old rail vac and these old kerosene lamps.
Hey, but now don't tell me you're going to have air conditioning in the country.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm going to cut you off my list.
And what he said, I'll come up and, you know, help you install it. Let you, you know, buy it at cost. Well, I'm saving, you know, lots of money. They make a lot of money on that stuff.
Yeah.
And I laughed and said, I can't afford to pay you, you know, $9.50 some odd cents an hour. He laughed and he said, oh, well, I won't charge you that much.
Oh.
She laughed too.
No.
But they have it in their home, though. Of course, he got it, you know, a call from, got somebody to help him install it. I've helped him a few times. I go down there, helped him one Saturday there. You know, he said it got to be in now before these men can go ahead and do something else. He said, you can't work in that attic. It's too hot. It'll burn you up.
Yeah.
And he said, I believe you and I together, can do it in about 2 hours. When I went out there and seen how much that duck and stuff we had to do, I said to myself, I can't see, but I have got a little horse there.
Yeah.
I said, never in the world do it. We wait like a dog until noon.
Yeah.
Wasn't true. And rather than coming all the way back home and fix some sandwiches out of the refrigerator, you know,
uh-huh.
Why, he said, just go down to this little stand, you know, little concession
uh-huh.
stand, like, you know, on the beach. Uh-huh. Went down and got two sandwiches and one of them old, I think it must be about a quarter root beer. It was in the summertime. And that held us, no, wasn't we? And
yeah.
we taken it, and it taken until 3 o'clock.
And that's all it.
That's all it. Taking yeah. all in out at 3 o'clock.
Well.
When he was good enough, he'd been partnering with this other boy then. That's why before he sold out, see?
Yeah.
And was going to retire.
Yeah.
And,
well, he was in partners.
Yeah, he was in partnership. So he and that Hackney boy, that one, so Ollie, he decided he'd get out of it. In other words, well, Ollie said he had the partner with him, right? Just like all businesses, something happened. I was in a partnership in Tampa one time, didn't work out. And had we had another boy and I, we had a solid partner.
Yeah.
And he was a woman. And her husband had the money. He owned the Economy Cab Company
oh.
in Tampa. You know he must have had the money to own the Economy Cab Company.
Yeah.
She punched the money, and we quit our job with the company and opened up a business our own out on Florida Avenue. And she wanted to, you know, a little something to do. She wanted to work in the sales department. Sell radios and TVs, you see, in the front. And we're going to do the installation of car radios, put up antennas, you know, whenever they sell a set, you know, put up the antennas.
Yeah.
And we're going to work the thing. She's punched the money.
No, you couldn't.
But it didn't work. That boy, you know, he started stealing stuff, you know, out of stock room.
Oh.
Working on weekends, you know, not giving account of it, using
yeah.
the parts and got
yeah.
ready to watch. Knew
yeah.
it disappeared.
Yeah. No, you
so we closed house. But Ollie, he said, that's what happened to the business. He got his boss man's wife's sister was already working with him.
Mm-hmm.
And she got her sister in there working. Then her boy, he's a teenage boy, I got him in there, gave him a job there on the route, you know. And Ollie was having to take care of all the kin folks, see?
Yeah.
So that's when he got to the point. He said, well, you sell out or eat, I'll sell out.
Yeah.
Well, boy, he had too much to lose with all them people in there. They're all making a living out of, you know, home.
Mm-hmm.
So he told Ollie he'd buy him out of his pine.
Yeah.
Well, that's when Ollie got the money. He didn't get the $100,000, but that was enough, you know, to give him a little, you know, start. And he'd come in, you know, age two to retire, in other words, too.
You mean he got that much for his part and retired?
Oh, yeah, they had a big business.
And they now went, he's going back to work?
Yeah, he didn't stay retired. Went back to work for the same thing. He's in the, he worked in the air-conditioned room. He's a blueprint man.
Yeah.
He's a mathematician.
He better shape.
He better than he was even in the business. That's
yeah.
what he said.
And he better shape on his job.
He don't have any other responsibility he did because in his job, the blueprint man, and
yeah.
also had the responsibility of the labor.
Yeah.
And also bid on the job, and the contractor out there told me, he said, you better need men, I'm paying this $4 to $6 an hour.
Yeah.
And I was going, you know, helping for nothing on brother,
because
we going gigging, fishing that night, see?
Yeah.
And I wanted to go, you know, wanted to get the battery charged up, you know, and get ready to go gigging. And I told him, yeah, I'll help you.
Well,
you know
yeah.
how it ended. You know what he done? He turned, you know, I think it was $18, you know, for me.
Yeah.
And that girl, his partner's wife, you know, bookkeeper, I said, I don't want to do that. I said, she'll pay you. And she said, she'll give me a check.
Well?
Just like I do. You know, union man on the job. But he said he couldn't get anybody else, and I'd done more work than he. He said, and if any man he'd have had, in other words.
He was a union man, huh?
And I wasn't a union man. I just an old country farm boy, in other words.
But
all I done, in other words, what I done, I used a staple gun. I wrapped that old wool in around the pipe. You seen these staple guns, haven't you? I wanted to borrow one the other day, and they didn't have one. And I said, well, I hate to go down and build wind, you know, just to borrow one. For just a short time, of course, I could have gotten it from him.
Yeah.
You know, got it full of staple and all, and that would have been enough. Just one fill, you know, what I want to use it.
Yeah.
But, you know, you get used to this modern stuff, you know, just like a
yeah,
skill saw,
yeah.
Just like a buckwood saw,
yeah.
Chainsaw. You hate to go to this other. Just like you get used to the air conditioning getting back to it, like Faye said, you're going to disown it.
Well, you know, your brother Ollie, he's in better shape down there working on the job than he would be at home. He got everything furnished. Everything there.
Well, the other boy, I told him, I said...
And
I,
he likes to do what he does.
That's what you need to do. You got too much on the program. I don't want to do that. He's older than Ollie, see? He could have retired 2 years ago. I mean, at 65. But he's still fighting. And East up there, I come by, he was going to a wedding down at Tampa. And it wasn't home. But I didn't, it's all right with me because I got plenty of relatives in all these towns. And I stayed with this lady up there just like a mother to me. But they were so good to me when I lost my artificial limb when I was 15, 16 years old. They kept me. We didn't have a lot of money. And my husband was working for utilities. Jacksonville utilities and making good money and just bought in the grocery and mother was with me, of course. And while we were there, while her son, he contracted that spinal meningitis. And then, you know, they didn't have too much to do for it. And the boy died.
Mm-hmm.
Little Howard did. And that's when they come and locked the door, you know, and marooned us in for 30 days. And I couldn't come home. But I was recuperating in the hospital because we didn't have money to stay in the hospital. Even then, it wasn't too high. But for Dr. Bill, well, I was getting along fairly good the second time.
Well, you see, your mother, you see...
But I stayed with them, and they talked to me. We in good shape. This is just a second piece. I eat slow.
Well, I've been having 3 or 4 for a day. I got...
I've been done talking. I talk too much.
Yeah.
You see,
here, I know what happened back there, you see. Your mother and y'all, you see, she was, I don't have the words for it, you know, but she didn't have the money.
No.
She and her husband, you see, your daddy didn't have any way of making much money.
That's right.
And you see, the boys went off and learned trades, and they all done well. But see, she's the one that actually had the boys, or whatever you want to call it.
And looked after one that was home that last, you see, and Ernest and I and Ollie were the last three now.
Yeah.
Others got out. Land over and got him a job. But Buffin, he got 16, 17 years old. Max, you know, he dated a lot.
Oh, did he?
Max dated my sister. And he'd like to have her, imagine.
Is that right?
But Bertha wouldn't have Maxie.
Yeah. Well, now, Maxie was a pretty, he's a pretty nice-looking fella back then, wasn't he?
Yeah. And pretty good boy. He's all right.
Well, what was wrong with him from your sister's point of view?
She didn't like him too much. He was
stingy.
Yeah, that's right. Tight, close.
Yeah. Yeah.
Family was that way. They were very knitted together.
Uh-huh.
And she met this Ralph, and I loved it. His daddy was a log crewman, in other words, and he's a hustler, he's a mechanic, you know, and he's kind of up old college route here.
Yeah.
Always been working.
Yeah.
Do most anything.
And his daddy before him.
That's right, the old Harmon, did you know him?
Mm-mm.
But he was the same way. His daddy was the same way.
Yeah.
People tell you down there, very old town.
Yeah. Well, now there you are.
So, you bust him out with him and the man. I figured she was. Now, when we'd peep out, they'd be sitting on them front swing in the front porch.
But your mama...
We'd peep around the corner, you know, and he'd have his arm around, you know, and he'd say,
but man, your mama kind of kept that...
Yeah, he went home, in other words, that's when my mother and I would get them Peachtree switches and work on them.
I miss that. Your mama kept the sort of headquarters, though, down there where you live now.
You're right.
That was the headquarters. And they'd
that's
be
right.
coming in there pretty regularly.
And she had the blackboard and helped her with the arithmetic and other words, and we were going to school.
Yeah.
We had that call of people were marooning in, and we didn't lose any school and went on past our grade right on with the rest of the people.
Yeah, and she saw to it.
She saw to it. We kept up our arithmetic, reading. Yeah. Reading and arithmetic, you know, and writing, I believe, is about the three essential things, you know, back in our age when we were going to school.
Yeah, I know.
Well, now
is all this other stuff, in other words, to have this new thing now.
Now, she wasn't what you'd call an educated woman.
No.
Well, where did she get her training?
Just picked up school, I reckon, when she was going to school.
Yeah.
Well, her sister was really good. Well, now she had one that went on and finished the school.
Yeah.
And she was in the legislature 22 years. You know she had to have a little bit of education mind to be in the legislature, Tallahassee.
Your mama's sister?
Yeah. Or older than my mother.
Your mother's sister?
Right.
Well, that's... I never heard.
And you take Ernest, you knew Ernest, didn't you? He had a head on him, too. I had a baby brother, Dick Daddy.
Yeah.
Ernest Williams.
Yeah.
Well, old Dick taking it after Daddy. Old Dick got a head on him. He's smart. You know him, don't you?
Yeah.
Richard and Dick Whittington.
Yeah.
Worked for her. Been with him about 15 years.
Yeah.
We came back in 40, 41 or 42. That's been a long time, hasn't it?
Yeah.
This is 70-something. That's 30-something odd years.
Yeah.
That's right. Come back in Tampa. I did too. He and I went down at the same time.
Yeah.
Came back. He came back a little ahead of me.
Dick,
I stayed down there about 3 years and worked for a grocery company. Then we went to business out there on Florida Avenue and broke up, you know, dissolved partnership. Got a little dab of money out of that. I let my brother have a little bit. The house burned down. I let him have $1,000, you know. We'd start on another place, and he didn't want to do it. Older brother, Glenn.
Yeah.
And I was living with him, see. And the house burned down, and we're lucky to get out alive. I don't want to go through that experience more.
Yeah,
they lost their ring. The only thing they saved is the baby, and come out in the arm and lost their rings and watches off the fingers. You know how they take them off, you know, when they go to bed. A lot of people, you know, keep the ring and watch it on when they go to bed. And a lot of them sleep with the glasses on. You know what I mean? But now they are the type, in other words, they're taking all that off. Taking the glasses and ring and watch it off at night.
Yeah.
And they came out with just night clothes on and the baby in the arm. And I was the first one to wake up. I went through the window and saved the, heat that up a little bit. And don't, I don't think I'm going to be able to hold in that dessert. Wasn't that a cake you had in that box?
Yep.
Not while I'm home. No. Well, I will try the cake, but don't give me no ice cream or whatever it is on there. I'm watching the weight now. But
well,
I stayed down there about 2 more years, and that's when I got Glenn, you know, straightened out. You know, but when I was down there, you know what he was doing? He was working at one of the meat packing companies down at Tampa. In the freezer room, and you know what he's making then? Of course, that's a lot of money then. He was making $18 a week, and I'm making
$42.
Now, $42 was a lot of money then.
Oh, yes, it was.
And I had a little money, me single, in other words. And when I got started, well, I started doing a little work on radios.
How did you get to stay single?
I just never let one of them tell you now, right? Laugh over me.
Yeah. You just put up a resistance.
Lucky enough to be out of the way of one of them.
Yeah. Well, when I think of all them beautiful people, girls,
really?
And all out there, your neighborhood.
Well, I like to made it twice. Some mine, yeah, but the first time, I was going to school, and she didn't want to wait for me to finish, and I didn't have too much money.
Yeah. So she went
I had a T-model coupe. Sport coupe, you know, it was worth, you know, maybe $400 then, which was worth a lot of money, you know. Now it was worth about $4,000, then you got something, you know, worthwhile, see?
You had a T-model sport coupe.
Yeah.
And you were still in school.
Yeah. I wanted to go finish school, see? I was going to university.
Yeah. But I
wanted to finish, and I wanted her to wait, you know, 2 more years until I finished. Then we'd get married, see? I went to school with all my days, you know, and
I thought you were short of money when you were going to school.
I was. I paid my way through.
Yeah.
I did. That T-model with a little body on the back.
Yeah.
Hit some chain markers up every morning at 6 o'clock.
Oh, you had to use
turnip it? Green, mustard, and onion, you know, fresh up, and onion, and all that.
You use it in your business?
It to that man, I mean, that woman, really.
Sport coupe.
Cut them off down, oh, Masonic. They call that second, I think, now.
Sport coupe with a rumble seat?
No, it had a rumble seat in it, you know. But I taken all it out and made me a body in there, live,
yeah.
You know, 2 or 3 feet, you know,
yeah.
Beyond the bumper.
So
and it made enough, you know, a whole several dozen bunches of greens and stuff in there.
A little pickup truck of a thing.
In the onion, I put them back of the seat. They had a compartment back of the seat. Used to carry the tire tube back down there.
Yeah. Well, now, was that stuff you raised?
Yeah. Raised myself right there in the garden, just like my brother got.
Yeah.
Of course, I had a little bigger garden. I had about 1.5 acres, 2 acres. Then I went to the A&P when they was uptown there on Friday and Saturday. And they paid, you know, about a little over $1 an hour.
Yeah.
But back then, you know, that was pretty good money.
Oh, Lord,
yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty good money then.
Well,
that's what I hated is taking inventory and I was
bumping.
So
that first one wouldn't wait for you.
No. When this last one, she got tangled up with a Catholic boy. And we broke up. They thought we were going to marry. She was working at rum plant in Charleston, South Carolina. And I borrowed Ernest's car. He bought a red 41 brand new Chevrolet.
Yeah.
41 model, a little old one. You know, what model do you say that is out there? That's 50.
Sure.
Yeah, old one that there. But them old model like that in our jungle was a good automobile.
Oh,
and Ernest said
some
that,
of them earlier were better travel.
Yeah. He said you can use the car, it would travel. He said you can use the car if you put a tire on it. Said it needs a tire. And I wouldn't want you to drive it up there and put a tire on it.
Yeah.
Well, the tire in you wasn't about $12. So I bought a new tire for it and had the thing tuned up. I went up there, and she was staying with her sister, just like I was, you know what I'm saying? My brother down working at the shipyard for a while, and I worked for Mark and Harmon, and worked in the TV and radio for a while.
Yeah.
And stayed with she and her sister and her husband, and both of them were working, and she was working too, all of them working. But they treated me like I was a king, and I stayed with them about 2 weeks. And then you know, I was going to get married. Even more Maxie thought I was going to marry that guy.
Yeah. What was she to Maxie?
Nothing. She's a kinfolk old man, Charlie Gray, you know. Charlie Gray, you know, went with Maxie's sister. Long while.
Oh, did he?
Mm-hmm. But she came back to Florida with me. And she was leaving me driving, in other words, and I guess maybe she hurried to get back to Florida, Uncle Charlie, she called him. And I don't know, she's making probably 60 or 70 miles an hour, ain't she? Got good roads up in Carolina, and all we have had for a number of years.
Yeah.
She cut in the head of this car a little too quick, and locked the right rear fender on that Chevrolet on the left bumper of the car. But it didn't, you know, she didn't lose control of her car, didn't either, in her way. It just, you know, tore up each one of them pretty bad. But it scared her just about to death.
Oh, yeah.
But we stopped and resolved the case, you know, right then. And she wanted me to drive then. Well, I was driving then because I knew she was unnerved, in other words. And we drove and we got to another town where I said, well, I better stop and we'll take a little rest, you know, and let her kind of get over excitement and see if you want a little refreshment, cold drink, a buffer, and a half or something.
Yeah.
But I drove all the way in then. But she'd drive Mr. Gray's car, you know, he always kept a good automobile, he had the money.
Mm-hmm.
And she'd drive it. And she's a good driver, but she just, that other man probably going a little faster than she thought he was, in other words. Well, you see him that pass you on the road sometime, they cut in on you, you know.
Oh, yes, they do.
You're not
you
quick.
Slow up if you're
you're not quick, why? You got to put it over, either slow it up and let him get on by.
Yeah. But she didn't wait for you either. She got mixed up?
She, that's the one she got Catholic boy. Mad at Catholic.
Well, Catholic?
Mm.
Catholic?
Yeah.
Oh.
And he moved to Louisiana. That's where she is now. Got four children. I've seen
you
a once
in five. You had two close calls. And you were willing in both cases.
Yeah.
So it's not going to.
I thought they were. The Preston, she didn't want to wait. And Louisa, you know, she was undecided on account of her mama. With one excuse, you know what I mean. And mama's gal and Uncle Charlie. Well, Uncle Charlie had been taking care of himself for years and years. And he's still making all right now and then. Yeah. Lois kept house with him for years and years. Max's sister.
Oh, she did?
Yeah.
Oh, she did?
Right.
Uncle Charlie Gray.
Then that popped there just like you and I talking in the cellar. That girl didn't get nothing. I went there and bought the beds, the wooden beds and dressers, engraved, you know, antique. And that's when them antique people want to buy all that stuff. Now, they're like the dining room table. They want it too. They want that kettle out there too.
Uncle Charlie Gray, I can't place him. Where? I can't quite place him, Eric. Where? What did he do?
He ran that store at Clemson.
Yeah.
Ran the store at Clemson. Lived out when Bill Johnson, and Bill Johnson overhauled the house and everything.
Yeah.
Had the dispersal, in other words, and I went down and bid on it. And O.G. Johnson and Byrne Lumber Company and old man Lonnie Edwards. They kept on it, and I'm getting it. And we've been down there to this this old farm man down there still in business down at Ocala. You know what I'm talking about. But we couldn't get it because we had a little something when they were working, you know, doing a little something. They let somebody else have it.
Yeah.
But they let them people come in and get it, and then they got ready to sell my mother's place out there. My fiancé got it, in other words, because he didn't have nothing. But he saved his money and had the money, though, and making moonshine whiskey to pay for it.
Oh, really?
Yes, sir.
That's where you missed out. You never made moonshine.
Never made no whiskey.
Everybody ought to make a little moonshine.
That's what they say.
Well, I passed the stage, you see. They'd get me. You're supposed to do that in your younger days.
Yeah.
That's
like the old doctor did, and they called him in my place, and then I had to go with Bond. One of them worked for Joe Lee. You know Joe Lee?
Yeah.
Worked for her.
Yeah.
You know that color boy working with him? He was in the D.
No.
And he wanted to get out. He'd been in the service.
That's not going to make you fat.
No,
who is,
he's fine.
Where did that come from, Faye?
Oh, that's just an old pudding.
Where did you find it?
Over here, you want to see?
Yeah.
I just wanted that cream. That stuff there. That one. That makes the bear catch you.
You know, my path doesn't cross where Joe Lee is. I never see him anywhere. Maybe at the drugstore or something like that.
Well, he had a time his cow. They'd out on the Wilson Road that other morning. I'd go on the Wilson and get some tractor fuel. I only got 5 cans. Need to clean one of the drums out, but don't use it too much, you know, big drums, that's when working out most of the time, anyhow. Now, in the time, you know, to mow a little pasture and be time to get a little hay a little later, well, I'll be using your good stuff. I don't be real careful. I don't need it. I know it won't hurt you. It'll do you good to say. I know it's good, too. I thought it was good, but I didn't sleep too good after eating that other.
Oh, you didn't? You eating your cabbage and all that you cooked to that we cooked of yours?
But that all that sweetener, I didn't sleep too well.
He don't cook anymore.
I don't cook too much. The sister-in-law cooks.
Oh, so you
what
don't she, cook
you
much.
You go up there and eat with her, she brings it down to you.
Bring it down and leaves it on the table.
She does?
Mm-hmm.
So you don't cook then at
well,
all?
She started now, the cabbage all
well,
gone.
Your cabbage all
but
gone.
But the baby squash is coming in, but Tanya picked them yesterday. They might have been a mess, that little baby yellows.
Yeah, they're good.
But and she will a little later, I have, I know. I seen them not long, got them cucumbers.
I left you a note there one day. And I could see that in your kitchen. And your dishwasher had been off the job there for several days.
Well, that's trouble. Come in to eat and run working, see?
Yeah.
And I'd let them pile up there, you know, before I put them in the sink and wash them.
Well, they ain't anybody to supervise you.
No, I was saying, make me do so and so.
If you want to let them set, you can.
I've already told Ernest, I said, this is my place here. Nobody can boss me. I'm the boss of this deal.
Yeah, well, how often, let me tell you. You see, I wash regular. Except when Mamu's here, she washes sometimes. How often you get around to it?
Well, about every 2 or 3 days.
Well, that's enough, ain't it? Yeah. You've got enough dishes.
That's right, yeah. I've got a dozen. But I usually don't let get over about 5 to 6. That's about what you've seen stacked up there, lady. 5 or 6. Them green plates. I take you to set them a 6, and you the 4-star on the white one. Right. The green one, about the only one I use.
Well, now, let me tell you.
And I go ahead and wash them and put them up and start over again.
I went in there with you one day and looked at that
table.
Old table. And you don't eat on that.
Yeah.
The hell you do.
Yeah, I eat on the other end of it.
You take
the paper and the magazine and back in the backer and Ernest said, and then got 1 or 2 hats on the other end. I said, well, I clean it off every once in a while. But I eat on one end of it. But I hardly ever have anybody
with me. I don't think
there's any. He ain't come in. He's at the chair visiting.
I never tell you. I just walked through there. But I didn't see any place where a fella could set a plate down on that table.
But over there where the radio is, by the place there, you know, where you set the plate.
Now, you go in here in my place here and you...
You can't even walk in.
Is that what they're right here?
Yeah. I keep the doors closed. I'm afraid people go through there and they'll fall
I go
over
around. Them. I don't go in
there. There's nothing private in there. I just don't want them to fall over.
But my brother gets after about then. I said, I'm the boss that's down here. If you don't like it, you just get busy and clean up.
Well,
it used to, I tell you, here several years, you know, a few years back, before they all started working and making big money in Gainesville. All of Doc is going to game working now.
Oh, yeah.
And they're getting $1.60 an hour, and they bring home more than they need to eat.
Yeah.
Yeah, they give them, you know, give them a meal up there, and then the people, you know, give it to them, or they walk off with it.
Yeah.
Enough to last a meal at the house.
Yeah.
Yeah, that fella gonna bring them home. In other words, he gone to care some woman, the doctor, get a prescription changed, and they had to go and check over again. In other words, before they, you know, change the prescription. Every so often, they're good, you don't run out a month or something. Like, then you got to get a doctor permission to change it. You can't get them filled no more. So he said, I know it won't be gone over an hour and a half. And he said, when you gonna knock off? I said, well, Mark, I'm gonna knock off at 6 o'clock. But I knew it was passively rough. In other words, and I done worked, you know, about 2 hours down there with him, but we lost the other hour. They're getting that piece of wire about 40 feet off that blade. Jacked up with a bumper jack, you know, we get on and see, you know, between the blade and the thing. You know, it's hard to see what you're doing on them things. You got one of them bush off there?
Now, where was it,
Jim? Man,
where was
right it? At the corner, March is where I'm going up there to my farm. Because of that brush lot. You know where... You know where it is? What is it there?
No.
You know where the voting booth is?
No. Why don't you take me around there for something?
You know where the voting booth is up there on that road?
I don't know nothing.
On Willie Road. Where the boat?
No.
Golly.
I know where Willie is.
Well, you know where the road is, where you turn up go to Willie? The voting booth is on the right. That's the main hard road that goes out from Orange Lake. Well, this is the graded road here. It goes out by a brush lot here and go all the way through and go by areas and Yarns and old man, this millionaire out here, Ron. Jim Ron.
I don't know.
James Ron. Yeah. Well, after you hit that road over there, while Mark lives on the right and go up that lane now, well, that's where I own 57 acres of land.
57 acres of land?
Yeah.
You mean in addition to where you are?
Yeah. Been.
Well, the way land's selling now, you're rich, Abbott.
Well, I done been offered $20,000 for it. And it don't join the highway.
Yeah.
I made loan. I could have bought, ought to bought it, but,
yeah.
You know, right side of the road, that's giving me out, that's giving me 100 acres. It's 40 acres in there.
Yeah.
But I let Yarn have it. I went to $10,000. I had an auction or a sale, you know, at the courthouse.
Yeah.
Bird was down there, Bill Wynn said, Golly Moses, Golly Moses. Where'd they ever get that kind of money? But I had a cousin, you know, up in the upper back, in other words, and I've been working for him for years, you know, when he died.
Yeah.
He said, you want it, feel like it's worth that much to you to bring you out the highway, go ahead and buy it. And you can get the money, you know you can.
Yeah.
So going up $10,000, it's worth that much to you.
How much did they go up above you?
About $200 to $300. Now let them have it. Now, Mark said, if you don't need that extra money, you had enough friends around to let you have it. Well, I reckon I would have, but I just got thinking. I said, I can't make that kind of money on it. But, you know, you didn't see foresight enough to know, you know, about the real estate deal. Now, you know, you get $600 an acre for it.
Yeah.
Just like that junk out there. You saw it coming in around that back straight, you know. That's $600 an acre.
Yeah.
And I, well, man, coming the money and offered him, you know, wanted to buy 100 acres ahead, $600 an acre.
Yeah.
And his wife said, you ain't selling it. You gotta keep him working, or even Whitehead.
I wish I'd known some of them fellas from Charlie Gray. And how long has he been dead? Way back. Good long time.
About 15, 20 years,
yeah.
I mean.
Yeah.
How long you been up here?
57.
Right before you come here.
And after I come, it took me a long time to get sort of...
57, after you hear my daddy died.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
That's bad, wasn't it?
57.
I was over at Tuck Max the other day. I just going by there and stopped and, you know, sat down on the porch with a minute. And he said he'd glad to see me, but he had already had some good company. And guess who had been there? Coon Young.
Mm-hmm.
You know him?
Oh, yeah.
Fairfield.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know anybody at Fairfield.
He's in the logging business, in other words.
Yeah.
He got that nice home now out of town now. Martin, that girl, Marjorie. Let me see who was. I can't think of who she was. Now, before we married her.
But
they got a nice new home now. You know where that McLaughlin boy lives? Just across the road from him. Ben McLaughlin, you heard of him?
No, I don't know anybody.
He got a nice home on the right, and Coon got a new home. It's only about 3 years old.
Yeah.
Well, after
did he make all that money?
And Logan Wood, he still has. He worked with Franklin, in other words, and they stole all that equipment from him up on, you know, words, and insurance, you know, paid for it, of course.
What's that?
Equipment. They stole $20,000 worth of equipment in the woods, log woods.
From Coon Young?
Mm-hmm. But Franklin had went to okay to get credit on it because he's letting him have the timber. Ben Franklin, you know, he's pretty well to do. Ben enough a bracket, I'd say. He's worth a million.
How would anybody stray a $20,000 worth of logging equipment? Just out there in the woods. Just went off with it.
Went out there and got it. Well, one of the piece of equipment, they burned it up in the woods. Couldn't move it, so they burned it up.
That was all the thing.
Yeah. It's one of them newfangled rigs of some kind. This thing is, what you call them thing? Kind of a skidder?
Yeah.
You know, when you pull it out of the river and swamp, you know, the government got all that kind of stuff up country on us. First time I'd seen it, I had a friend up there.
Yeah.
It lived in Bamberg, South Carolina.
Yeah.
And I'd come down and stay with him, and he came on that Edisto River. Fishing. He had a cabin, in other words. And if it wouldn't buy the Edisto, why then we'd go to Cumbie. It went into salt water over at Beaufort, South Carolina. And he showed me that equipment. He worked for the state. And he had one of those new kind of rig, you know, where you pull them logs out, them swamps.
Yeah.
Didn't matter how big you were, they pull it out. That's what Coon had, and they couldn't move that thing. I don't reckon they could go with, you know, too. Well, they caught them because it's slow, you know. Manipulate.
Yeah.
So they burned it up.
I'm a damn. Never heard anything like that.
Burned it up. I think that's one piece of equipment.
Well,
that cost some money.
Coon pretty well known around,
yeah.
Isn't he?
Mm-hmm. Got a nice home. He made pretty good living and money, and he paid his bill. He drank a little bit of liquor once in a while. I imagine he cared tough a drink.
He used to.
But he done quit it. Had to quit it now.
Oh, yeah.
He and Elvin Booten, they used to make it and drink it, and that's around.
Who?
Elvin Booten and Henry Brown.
Oh, Henry Brown?
Yeah, he used to drink that stuff.
Yeah, I imagine
and Tuck. But Tuck know where got it. Tuck had two children, a boy and a girl.
Yeah.
And the girl married a Cal Emerson boy,
yeah.
Male Cal.
Yeah.
And I hadn't seen that girl in a good long time. And she was out there, little barbecue chicken supper they had out there. Shiloh him, 4-H and FFA chapter here a while back, that made about $400 some odd, I believe.
Yeah.
And she was there, and she came up to me, and of course she's a lot younger than him. And said, I spoke to you a while ago. You don't know me. You don't remember who I am, do you? And walked right up in the face. You know how to do, in other words.
Yeah.
And I said, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to shun you. But I sure know you. I said, well, who am I? I said, you Tuck Mack daughter.
Uh-huh.
And that's when she laughs. You know, that's when she's driving around her neck, in other words.
Yeah.
Said, yes. Yeah. Said, I just knew you. Didn't recognize me when I spoke to you. But I spoke back to you, you know, but in a casual way, you know, like I wasn't raised up with a girl. In other words, then old CB, that's Cal's boy, named after Cal. CB, he come out and shook hands with her now. That's the one that married her.
Well,
but
old
Lawrence Robert was a boy. I haven't seen him yet either. But
yeah.
Old Tuck's a good hearted old boy.
You haven't seen Lawrence Robert?
I haven't seen him a good many years.
Well, I have. I've seen him a time or two. And he's big.
Yeah.
Oh, he's big,
he made
heavy.
He made a good sized man.
Good size, man.
Yeah.
He's just a little overweight, but not extra.
What's he doing? What's he doing now? Not rather.
Well, you see, he retired from the Navy, Marines or something, and then he was at the head of one of those inspection centers over in Jacksonville, making $1,000 or $2,000 a month.
Yeah. Hmm. Long rather doing all that, isn't it?
Some people just get the money.
Lucky, they just fall in the lap.
Just fall in the lap. And all he had to do was just stand there, sit there, and keep his mouth shut. And I imagine he's a pretty knowledgeable fellow.
Yeah, I imagine so is. Black old kids, both of them, when they're growing up, of course, they're a good deal younger than I am.
Yeah.
I'm
Coon
a
Young.
Senior.
What they call him, Coon?
That's a nickname to get him, though. He used to like to hunt and fish a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Coon Young.
Hunt possum and coon, wildcats, you know, go on deal. Old man Ed Rush out here used to, you know, like them foxhounds, you know, and hunt them fox, run and catch them in a tree.
Yeah.
And then they wouldn't let the dog, you know, kill him. Why, then they'd can and turn him loose, you know, a little later, feed him for 2 or 3 days in the cage.
Yeah.
Came out and turn him loose, you know, put the dog behind him and run him again.
Run him again.
So run him in a gopher hole or run him up the tree.
Yeah.
But I heard him over there running next to me one night, and I got my shotgun, old single barrel I had then. That was years ago, you know. And my granddaddy gave me this single barrel.
Yeah.
Ivy Johnson,
yeah.
Single barrel. Just come out with automatic ejector. When you shoot it, it kicked the infant out.
Yeah.
But you put it in the bush and it wouldn't pull them. Other than that, you had to shoot it to get that lock, you know, right. No, when he was on the bridge, it was to kick it way on out, see. And I heard them dogs, they raised the cane up that side of the road. That Uncle Ernest was pop, they had old Beck house there, belonging to Dick's daddy. And they lived there on the corner where a trailer is, not turning next to it. So I got my Model A Ford and got my old single barrel, and I said, I'm going up there and see what they're after. And I went up there, you know, I had 2-3 road going out of the pond fishing.
Yeah.
And I pulled down there, and I heard it, and it going round and round. That fox was playing hide and go see, like that rabbit was, you know, Ernest's dog. And I shot him with a gun, and went loud.
Yeah.
And I heard him coming, though, and I turned the lights on, and he crossed the road, you know, and he did ahead of me. I cut him down.
Yeah.
And they heard the shot, in other words. They going down, way on down further. And I got out of there and got in a hurry. I made them 16-inch big tires, 35 V8 wheels on that monkey. I made them slide, you know, turn around that pine straw down, edge of the pine happening. And I come on the house. I come to the house. I killed a fox ahead of the dogs.
What did you do on your 35-inch?
I put the gas to it, in other words, and made the thing, you know, slide, you know, around, in other words. Now, I said, I shouldn't have
down
done
in the pine?
Yeah, in the pine straw. You know, turning around getting out of the wood.
You mean the pine needles?
Yeah, the straw on the ground. You know what straw is? It's slick, it lasts anyhow.
The pine needles?
Yeah, the pine needles.
Straw.
Yeah. And I heard old man Ed, he had some kind of old truck with a dog box on the back, you know. I heard him coming around. I said, I got to get out of here before they cut me off here in front of the house. I'd like back of the house real where it comes out.
Yeah.
Where they won't be able to recognize my car or know who it is, you know, and I went over the house.
Yeah.
And it was several months after that. We were over there fishing, he was over there, and he said, and he was messing something else about it. And that's when Ernie said, well, tell him it done happened, done gone now. Tell him you the one that killed that fox ahead of his dog.
Yeah.
So I told him, and he was still hot about that thing.
He was still hot.
Yeah, he was hot then. Yeah. Made him hot right after me. Tell him it'd been a good long time afterwards.
Everyone sort of, I've heard about old man, what's his name?
Rush, Ed Rush.
Ed Rush, ever since I've been down here. What is it like?
He's a tough customer. He's a tough one. He's done what he wanted to do.
Yeah.
Oh.
He did what he wanted to do. He's a tough customer.
He didn't have anything.
No, his wife, you know, had the money.
Oh, she did.
But he was helping her spend it. And was having his fun, you know, and he farmed a little bit, and he had the doctor, and they did that and the other, but that was his hobby, as that's fox hunting, with them dogs.
Right.
And he had some good dogs, and Coon Young would go with him, and old man, I think.
Weaver,
yeah, he'd go once in a while. He'd go with that business.
Preacher Gordon would
Gordon,
come
yeah,
out.
Old Gordon would come out, yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. Old Gordon, old big long-legged Gordon.
Yeah.
Was he a Presbyterian or something, didn't he?
Yeah. Now, he lived right there on your road, didn't he?
Who that, though? Rush? Yeah,
yeah.
On 320. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In that little stone house.
Right.
That was his headquarters.
That's right. And his brother lives on down that next road where he's going to Ron in a big old two-story house.
He gone too?
Yeah. They committed suicide. He killed his wife and killed himself.
Good Lord. Say, put me on a little coffee, and I want to show everything.
You want to see something sweet, you can just look at that.
I go ahead. That's it, the side
view. Is that some of your house?
Yes, ma'am. That's my home, my old home I was raised in.
Oh,
living
yeah.
In. This part here was built back in 1885.
1885.
Rebuilt this chimney here, my dad did.
Well, I was born in 1884, so
you
I'm a year older than that.
Yeah, older.